Okay. Have you ever imagined like an amusement park, but instead of, riding the rides, you're actually learning about how they work?
Ah, that's a cool thought.
Yeah, right.
Well, actually, today we're doing a deep dive into a program that kind of does just that.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, the STEM Titans Camp, they've designed a whole curriculum around amusement parks and roller coasters to teach kids STEM skills.
So it's not just about like, the fun and games, it's actually educational.
Oh, definitely. It's very hands-on. They actually get to build and code their own attractions.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what kind of materials are we looking at today to get a sense of this program?
So we've got their facilitator's guide for the amusement park and roller coaster challenge. It's pretty detailed.
Facilitators, guys. So this is like the behind the scenes look at how they run the camp.
Exactly. It's like we're getting a sneak peek at their secret sauce.
I like it. I bet there's some great ideas in there for parents and educators too.
For sure. You know what struck me right away was the emphasis on experiential learning.
Experiential learning, so it's not just like textbook stuff.
No, not at all. It's all about letting the kids build and experiment and figure things out for themselves.
That's how I learn best, for sure.
And they're using some pretty cool tech too, like Lego Spike Essentials.
Lego Spike Essentials. I'm not familiar with that.
It's basically a drag and drop coding platform, but you use it to control Lego creations so the kids can build something, then program it to move.
Wait, hold on. So they're coding, like actually writing code.
Yeah, but it's simplified, so it's more accessible for beginners. It's all visual and intuitive.
So they could like build a Ferris wheel out of Legos and then program it to spin.
Exactly. And the guide actually walks facilitators through how to pair the Lego controllers with tablets or computers.
Well, that's smart because technology can be a headache sometimes.
Yeah, you don't want to spend the whole camp troubleshooting devices.
Right back to the kids, though.
Yeah.
What kind of impact does this kind of hands-on learning actually have?
Well, you know, kids are naturally curious, right? And they love to build things. This camp taps into that natural inclination and channels it towards learning STEM concepts.
I can see that. I bet they're so engaged when they get to see their code turn into like a working roller coaster.
Absolutely. It's those aha moments that really make it stick. And it's not just about individual learning either.
How so?
They do a lot of work in small groups, so they're learning to collaborate and communicate.
That's huge. Teamwork is essential these days.
The guide even has suggestions for how to arrange the classroom to encourage collaboration.
It's all about setting up the right environment, isn't it?
And speaking of environment, they also build in time for brain breaks and social emotional learning activities.
Wait, Zevil in a STEM camp. That's interesting.
It highlights how important it is to develop the whole child, not just their technical skills.
Makes sense. You need things like resilience and empathy to really thrive in any field.
Exactly. And you know what else they do?
What's that?
The camp ends with an amusement park party where the kids get to show off their creations to friends and family.
Oh, that's awesome. So it's like a science fair, but way more fun.
Yeah, and it gives them a chance to practice explaining their ideas and build confidence.
I love that. It's not just about building, it's about sharing your knowledge with others too.
Exactly. And the guide really emphasizes that aspect of the camp.
So we've got building, coding, teamwork, social emotional learning, and a big celebration at the end.
It sounds like a pretty amazing camp.
I'm definitely intrigued. Let's dive into some of those specific projects next and see what these kids are actually creating.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so we've got the overview of this STEM Titans camp, and I'm really curious about the projects they're doing with those Lego Spike Essentials.
Well, they're building some pretty cool stuff. One of the highlights in the guide is this section on crazy carnival games.
Crazy Carnival game sounds fun.
Yeah. The campers get to design and build their own carnival games using the Lego kits and the software.
So, like, they come up with the whole concept, the rules, the mechanics.
Exactly. It's a real design challenge. They have to think about things like how to launch a projectile, how to
Yeah.
keep score, how to make it challenging but not too difficult.
It's like a mini entrepreneurship course, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to think about what would make a game appealing to players.
Totally. And they're learning all these STEM concepts without even realizing it. Like, when they're figuring out how to make a ball launch just the right distance, they're basically doing applied physics.
Yeah, that's the sneaky part about this kind of learning. It doesn't feel like work. It feels like fun.
And the guide really stresses the importance of experimentation. They want the kids to try things out, see what works, what doesn't, and learn from their mistakes.
So it's okay to fail.
Absolutely, failure is just part of the process, as long as
Yeah.
you're learning from it.
It's a good lesson for life in general.
And speaking of challenges, let's talk about those marble roller coasters.
Oh, yeah. Those look pretty impressive.
The guide recommends using the Think Fun Roller Coaster Challenge Kit. It gives the campers a starting point, but there's a lot of room for creativity.
So they're not just following instructions, they're coming up with their own designs.
Yeah, and they have to test those designs and see if they work. If the marble flies off the track, they have to go back and make adjustments.
It's that iterative process you were talking about before. Try it, test it, refine it.
And the guide actually encourages facilitators to document that process with photos and videos so the kids can see how their designs evolved over time.
Oh, that's a cool idea. It helps them reflect on their learning.
And of course, don't forget the amusement park party at the end where they get to showcase their creations to everyone.
I keep coming back to that party. I think it's such a brilliant idea. It gives them a real audience for their work and a reason to take pride in what they've accomplished.
And a chance to practice those communication skills.
So we've got design thinking, problem solving, collaboration, communication, all wrapped up in this fun, engaging theme.
It really seems like they've thought of everything.
You know, this makes me wonder if this approach could be applied to other subjects too. I mean, imagine if we could make history or English as exciting as building a roller coaster.
That's an interesting thought, and it's something that a lot of educators are exploring these days, how to make learning more engaging and relevant to kids' lives.
Because when you're excited about something, you're more likely to learn, aren't you?
Absolutely, and this camp is a great example of how to do that.
Okay, so we've seen the projects, we've talked about the impact, but what about the bigger takeaways from this facilitator's guide? What does it tell us about the future of STEM education? This whole deep dive is making me think about, like, my own childhood and, you know, all the time I spent building with Legos.
Yeah, those were the days.
Like just losing myself in those elaborate creations for hours. I wonder if that's part of what makes the STEM Titans camp so successful. It's tapping into that, like, innate desire to build that we all have.
I think you're right. And the guide actually talks about the importance of giving kids the freedom to explore their own ideas, even within the structure of the camp, you know?
So it's not just about, like, rote learning following instructions.
Exactly. They're encouraged to think outside the box, problem solve, experiment.
And that's where those 21st century skills come in, right?
Yeah.
Critical thinking, creativity, collaboration.
Totally. Those are the skills that are going to be in high demand no matter what field these kids end up in, you know?
It's almost like this camp is giving them a glimpse into the future of work where it's not about just knowing the right answers, but about being able to adapt and learn new things constantly.
Absolutely. And what's also impressive is how much support they provide for the facilitators. Like, the guide is so detailed. It covers everything from setting up the workspace to troubleshooting tech issues to creating a positive learning environment.
So it's like they've created a roadmap for anyone who wants to bring this type of hands-on learning to their community, whether it's a teacher, a parent, or just someone who's passionate about STEM education.
I think that's a key takeaway from this deep dive. It's not just about this one specific camp. It's about a broader shift in how we think about learning and how we can make it more engaging and relevant for kids.
And that brings us to our listeners.
Yeah.
You know, we've spent this episode exploring the STEM Titans camp, but now we want to hear from you. What stood out to you? What sparked your imagination?
What would your dream STEM camp look like?
Would you stick with the amusement park theme, or would you go in a completely different direction?
Maybe you'd design a camp where kids build robots to clean up the ocean or create a sustainable city of the future. Or maybe they could experiment with growing their own food using hydroponics. The possibilities are endless.
And that's what's so exciting about this conversation. It's not just about one program. It's about reimagining education as a whole.
It's about fostering curiosity, encouraging experimentation, and empowering kids to become creators and innovators.
So we want to hear your thoughts. What are your ideas for the future of learning?
Share them with us online or leave a comment. We'd love to keep this conversation going.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the STEM Titans camp. We hope you found it inspiring and thought-provoking.
And we hope it sparked some ideas for how you can bring a little bit of that STEM magic into your own world, whether it's with your kids, your students, or just for yourself.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep those aha moments coming.